This man seems to be have quite an influence on young writers, and that's Charles Bukowski.
That may be true. I have never encountered anyone who wrote anything like Bukowski, and I'm glad. I remember picking up a magazine once, and I can't remember the name of it, and there were two poems on facing pages. One was called The White Poet, and the other was called The Black Poet, and I was sure they were parodies. I was sure they were not Bukowski. They were such gross parodies of that silly style of his. To me, Bukowski is the natural counterpart of Edna St. Vincent Millay. That's a marriage made in heaven. That what you have here is a woman, a lady, excuse me, insisting on her femininity in Edna St. Vincent and writing absolute dreck. And in Bukowski, you have a guy insisting on his balls and writing absolute shit also. And it seems to me they're perfect counterparts of each other. They really deserve each other. If you could take those two talents and push them together, you might come up with something real. I mean, a compromise in each one. Add some toughness and worldliness to Edna, and add a little, you know, of the cognizance of beauty in the world to Bukowski, and you might come out with something. I remember reading an interview with Bukowski in Poetry Now in which he said, you know, when I was a kid, I used to get up in the morning and go out in the streets and spend the whole day fighting. Well, anybody who's ever been in a fight knows that's impossible. At the end of 3 days, you'd be dead. You know, I mean, I've had some fights lasted 40 minutes or something, and it took me 3 months to get over them, you know. And then I had to pay for the doctor bills. You know, that there's a kind of gross exaggeration that really is painful to encounter with a guy who actually is talented. And that's what hurts. If Bukowski had no talent, it seemed to me, who could care less, you know. So let this guy be a myth to some high school girls, you know. But there is a talent there, which I think, like Millay's talent, will never get out, because he'll never get out from behind that silly pose, which I think is ultimately adolescent. You know, he's one of the oldest people never to get out of the juvenile hole, you know. I think he paces a poem quite well. I would say that's where I see his talent. Every, you know, 200 or 300 poems is paced pretty well. I find him very boring, and as I say, I don't really see his influence. It may be, but then, you know, maybe it's, you come from Southern California, maybe it's much stronger there. I certainly don't see it in the East, and I don't see it up here, and I don't see it in the Bay Area, so I don't know where it is. I hope it's nowhere. You know, I hope he just met the only...
the one person.
Yeah, the one person who writes like... Yeah.